The television landscape has certainly changed enormously in the last decade or two. Gone are the 90-minute melodramas, most of the daytime soaps, too, replaced now by high-velocity dramas and reality shows starring unreal people. But there's been one new sports docuseries that is compelling. It's absorbing. You're going to find it on the Netflix platform. It's called Last Chance U.
You could lose your mind trying to fill these shoes. Why the man upstairs had to choose me? It's your last chance.
I'm not looking for just respectable. I'm trying to win state championship.
John's been like right there to winning it all, like multiple times. Haven't got over that hump.
He wants the best opportunities for those kids.
He prays for me. If I needed to come to speak with him right now, he would be there.
I grew up in the hood.
I would feel for him because I can see me. I was that kid.
Amen.
It's not just X's and O's, man. That's the easy part.
You kids are dealing with a ton of demons.
I have those moments where I do explode. I was supposed to be in a position to help my family a long time ago, and I'm here.
Sean lost his mom a week after she passed. He played for me. The toughness that he has, his mom taught him.
I've had people tell me that I'm angry.
Do you think those things are true?
I think I'm going through the hardest part of my life.
We're winning the state championship.
I'll do anything that it takes to win.
This is my whole reason for being here, so I could get this championship, move on.
The human highlight continues.
That is a trailer for Last Chance U. Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. LCU Last Chance U is a story of gifted basketball players trying to make a comeback after watching their potential big-time college careers crash and burn for various reasons. John Mosley is the head coach at East Los Angeles College, a JUCO program in L.A., and he's one of the stars of Last Chance U. And it's an honor and privilege to have him on today's Sports and Commentary show. So, John, when Netflix a few years ago approached you with the idea of this docuseries, what was your reaction? I mean, were you skeptical? Were you hesitant? What?
Oh, absolutely. I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. You know, I was just sharing. I was on a college campus, and you know, this is exciting because now I'm starting to reach, some of these communities where we could talk about faith. So I was on a college campus the other day, and I was I was sharing that. I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. My life is perfect now. Like, I finally got to a point where I'm like, I have, you know, hey, if you would have hit me up in my 20s, I would have said, oh, yeah, bring the cameras on. Let's go. I'm ready to go. But now here I am, you know, I got my kids. I don't need cameras. I don't need any of that. I just want to go see my son play basketball. My daughters play softball and basketball and go to work, go coach, teach classes. I'm a tenured faculty. Me and my wife are great. Church is great. Everything is great. And I was sharing just this level of uncomfortness that God, sometimes we get called into, you know. We were talking about being a living sacrifice, you know. And part of the sacrifice for me was to come out of that comfort zone and say, you know what, I need to share what God is doing. Maybe that's a ministry. God needs to see it. A friend of mine tells me, first of all, it was a cold call. They called me and asked me if I wanted to do it. I got to think about it. There's no way I'm doing it. Everybody, it's like the people who weren't really of faith are like, no, there's no way I'd do that. You crazy? You're going to get fired. You're going to say something or do something that's going to get you fired. But then I talked to a man of faith, another community college coach. He says, man, you got to do it. He said, you got to show how you impacted these, not only the young men's life, student athletes, not only are you having success and teaching these young men how to win and win in life, but you're sharing your faith. You're leading them with big biblical principles. And then also, these are, you know, we talk about African-American young men that are struggling. The majority of the men I coach are African-American young men. So he's like, you got to do it. And I'm like, no way. I walk out of the gym, I call my pastor. I'm hoping he's going to tell me, yeah, John, that's not something we want to do. You know, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up, right? I don't need to do any of that. And lo and behold, he tells me, no, this is, I think God has called you to do this, and I think you should do this, and you should take a look at it. Absolutely do it and share your faith. I said, but I don't want to be one of those guys. I say I'm a believer, and then here I am on this show, and then I start acting out, and I act different because of, you know, the cameras are around. And he said, well, John, he said, those who did that, they probably had some issues. They needed to examine themselves before they jumped on camera. And he said, I don't think you'll have that problem because you, the way you live out your life. And he said, you're predestined. If they close the door there on you, then God is going to open a door somewhere else. And I said, okay. And I was like, I guess I got to do it now. So I was very apprehensive. And the Netflix people, they were phenomenal. They said, John, it's going to be a mirror. And I was skeptical. I was like, okay, I think I'm going to be boring. I don't think you guys are going to like me because I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to do anything gross or crazy or, you know, I'm not going to disrespect people or I'm going to try not to. And I was like, so I don't know if it's going to be entertaining. And I was like, man, they have no content. I literally was saying they have no content. And then when the show comes out, I was like, how did they put that all together? So, yeah, that's. It was interesting.
Yeah, you are far from boring, Coach. The series is just gripping. You can't tune away from it once you're into it. All right, John Mosley, head coach at East L.A. College, JUCO program, and the star of the Netflix series Last Chance U. And we're running out of clock here for today's show, Coach. So let's see if we can get you back for our next sports and commentary. Talk about how maybe God built you for this kind of series. You may not have recognized it, may not have known it, but God was working in your heart to make him great and honor him through the series. We'll talk about that and just kind of lay the building blocks for Last Chance U. So, Coach, let's plan on getting together for the next S&C, all right?
Okay, awesome. Okay.